That's right. They call me the Mod Mother.
P.P. Arnold, former iCat Mod Mother and Northern Soul singing legend, is coming to our shores playing the Power Station next Sunday evening. But before her life of music, recording and touring, P.P. was a 17-year-old mother of two, working multiple jobs and tied to an abusive husband. P.P. prayed for a way out.
And I was a young girl who was caught up in a dire situation where I was in a teen marriage, a very abusive teen marriage. So I woke up that Sunday morning and said a prayer and asked God to show me a way out of the hell that I was in. Then about an hour later, the phone rang, and it was my girlfriend, Maxine Smith, and another singer, Gloria Scott, and they wanted me to go with them to this audition. Next thing I know, I was in the attorney's living room singing, dancing in the street. What you gonna say?
Mike and Tina Turner review traveled to the UK, and P.P. Arnold, as part of the iCats, went with them. The UK was a revelation for this young black mother.
When we came to England, it was just like such an amazing experience, and we were like shocked that the English people were really into the music, into black music like they were. And then you had the Rolling Stones, you know. I had kind of heard of the Rolling Stones, you know, but I wasn't really into the Rolling Stones. I didn't really know who they were separately and individually. You know, I didn't know that there was Mick Jagger and Brian Jones. I didn't know everybody's name or anything. That first night, that gig that we did at the Albert Hall, and you know, that was a really quite an amazing concert, you know, because I'm talking about Ike and Tina Turner, we're coming off the Chitlin Circuit, and suddenly we're playing at the Albert Hall, you know, which is this majestic concert hall that Queen Victoria had built for her husband Albert, and we just tore the roof off of that place. Victoria must have been rolling in her grave. So we opened with the Rolling Stones. And then suddenly I see Mick Jagger on stage, and this guy, Mick Jagger, everybody said, Mick Jagger, Mick Jagger. And he had come to our dressing room, and we had seen him. But when I saw him, he just was so funny to me, you know, because there was this white boy, this sort of gangly white boy, sort of trying to do the mashed potatoes and, you know, singing the blues with these big lips and everything. You know, it just made me laugh. And Mick made me a proposition. You know, he made me this proposition that his manager had this label, and and they wanted me to stay in the UK, and Mick would produce half the album, and Andrew would produce the other half of the album if I wanted the opportunity. Because Mick knew that I was going to leave. I had planned to leave the Argentina Turner Review when I went back to the States, because I really just had enough of ICE, to be perfectly honest. He gave me such a hard time in London, you know, because I was having so much fun, and he would just fine me for everything. If I had a run in my stocking, if I was a half a second late for anything, pretty intense thing, you know, that was going on there. So, wow.
First cut is the deepest, baby.
Of Andrew Oldham's immediate record stable of artists, P.P. Arnold found herself surrounded by some of the most exciting new artists in the UK, including the incredibly talented Steve Marriott of the Small Faces, who she collaborated with. P.P. Arnold on this time of her life.
Steve and I hit it off straight away. We were just, it was like we'd known each other all our lives. He was like, really into, I grew up in a family of gospel singers, and I had four brothers, and all my brothers were very cool, like the Small Faces were, and we were all like the same age and everything, and we were all the same height. The Stones and everybody were a bit older than us, and so Andrew Oldham had like started this record label, the Immediate record label, and the Small Faces and I were kind of like the new kids on the block. So we just hit it off, Steve and I. He loved, you know, he's a great, great, great soulful guy, soul singer. And he had had, he had been introduced to soul music through his grandmother, who turned him on to Ray Charles. And so I was kind of like just the sort of natural personification of everything that he had heard and really loved. We just started singing. We always sang together, and yeah, we were lovers for a minute. We were more soul brother and soul sister than just like, you know, it wasn't like a long, passionate romance or anything, but yes, we were definitely in love. We loved one another.
I just got to make you listen. your whispered hello. Smile melts the snow, nothing hurts. And your eyes are deeper than tan. Say a love that won't rhyme without one. So now I lost my way.
Was P.P. Arnold, former iKet mod mother, musical collaborator and singer of songs, who has worked with the likes of The Small Faces, Nick Drake, Rod Stewart, Steel Pulse, The Kane Gang, Peter Gabriel, The Beatmasters, The KLF and Pink Floyd. P.P. Arnold is one of the great soul survivors and is with us next Sunday at the Power Station.
That's right, they call me the Mod Mother.
P.P. Arnold, former iKet, Mod Mother and Northern Soul singing legend, is coming to our shores playing the Power Station on Sunday night. But life wasn't always easy on the road. P.P. takes us back to the early days of her career as a young black woman touring America.
Did what I can do for nearly 2 years, all across the United States, doing what you probably heard of, the Chitlin' Circuit. Which is like doing all the clubs, a sort of circuit that blacks did, you know, because during those days in America, there was a lot of racism. So the whole industry was, you know, really racist then. My siblings and I were born in Los Angeles. So I didn't really have that experience of that whole racist system in the South where, you know, everything was segregated. The blacks couldn't go into white toilets. We couldn't stay in any hotel. In those days, the only place that we could really stay was like the Holiday Inn. Hotels like the Sheraton and the Hilton and the hotels like that, they were off limits for us. And you could not go if you stopped at a petrol station back in those days, gas station as we call them back home. And I didn't understand why the bus driver wouldn't stop and let me go to the toilet. So I got very, you know, upset about it. So at the next petrol station, he stopped and let me get off and. So I went into the petrol station and went to go inside the front side of the station. And the attendant told me that I had to go around the back. Well, I still didn't get it, you know. So went around the back. And then when I got around the back, you know, there was this really sort of horrible. It was really just like a hole in the wall, really. And it said, for blacks only. And I opened up the door and all the flies came out. And oh, and it just like hit me what was going on. And I, you know, ran out, you know, crying back onto the bus. And so that was my first lesson. The bus driver said to me, now you know why I wouldn't stop. It was like that.
'66, while on tour in the UK. Encouraged by her new friend Mick Jagger, she remained in London, signing to Andrew Oldham's Immediate Records. life in the UK was different, in her own words.
In England, suddenly, you know, I came to England with Ike and Tina Turner, and we came out of the civil rights revolution, the whole sort of race situation that was going on into America, and suddenly we were in this cosmopolitan, more integrated society. I mean, it was still quite racist in the UK as well. You know, it wasn't like it was in America. It wasn't like, you know, I'm a descendant of slaves, you know. So, and for me to be a Black American woman, you know, everybody loved the music and everything, and there I was in the UK.
Immediate records collapsed, and PP found herself without a musical home. She found a new place to call her own at RSO Records, recording an album, half of which was produced by Barry Gibbs of the Bee Gees, and the remainder of the album produced by an enthusiastic Eric Clapton. Sadly, the album sat on the shelf due to music industry politics. Due to the hard work of PP Arnold, the album was released in 2017. Titled The Turning Tide, and included that stunning and powerful track that we just heard, If This Were My World, P.P. Arnold.
And it really, 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 really is. That whole album, to me, everything that, in a way, you know, when I think about the music that I was doing then, and that's an original composition that I did with a guy named Caleb Quay, who was also a half-caste. Englishman, you know, he was half English and half West Indian, Caleb Quay, and he was like he's still a very fabulous guitar player. He was responsible for Elton John and people like that having a career. And so Caleb and I, when we were put in that studio and we came up with that song, it really was ahead of the time, and I think that might have been in a way, that's why that music was left on the shelf for so long, you know. I've never performed a lot of the songs that I'm going to be singing, you know, like the songs from the new album, you know, my album, The Turning Tide, are all recordings that were produced by Barry Gibb and Eric Clapton. So they're like all of these fabulous, all these beautiful, beautiful songs that were but due to a lot of politics that we really don't have time to go through, but they were put on the shelf for many, many years. And I always believed in that work, so I fought very, very, very hard, and I finally got the right to release these tracks, and they're just really the beautiful, beautiful work that I did with Barry Gibb. Some of the songs are songs that the Bee Gees recorded at a later date. And some of those songs, one song, High and Windy Mountain, nobody else has done that song, but Bury Me Down by the River and Give a Hand, Take a Hand. I recorded those songs first, and they're really beautiful. I'm just glad that the music is out, and the work with Eric Clapton and the Delaney and Bonnie band that became Derek and the Dominoes after those sessions that you hear on the Turning Tide. All of that work is just like, you know, it really just sort of stuff that was recorded at a time that you don't hear stuff being recorded like that anymore. It's such a fabulous time. And those tracks are like so raw. And yeah, I'm really excited.
That was Pepe Arnold, former iCAD mod mother, Northern Soul singing legend, collaborator of music with the Small Faces, Eric Clapton, the Bee Gees, Barry Gibb, and so many more, continuously touring for the last 50 years and finally coming to our shores to play her own show at the Power Station this Sunday.